All right, Mike, much like last week when Jacksonville had a little tumult along their offensive line with a new center.
Yep.
Same thing in Indianapolis. Former Eagle A.Q. Shipley is now there, and he had some struggles last week.
Penn Stater. He was in Philadelphia for a little while, a couple of years, and I think he was only there for maybe a week, and they had to put him in at the starting center spot. And you can see the struggles that he had. Tries to get a combo block here, tries to help this guard, and then go off on the linebacker, and just a little bit late and getting there, if that's his assignment. You see how the linebacker just comes through freely and making the stop. There were a lot of miscommunications, a lot of communication issues at the offensive line. And when you have that, you can't run the football, you can't pass the football, you can't play football. On this play, he and the back, the halfback, blocking the same guy. Somebody's wrong, and you get a free runner to the quarterback because he's only been there for a week, and he's obviously doesn't know what the assignments are.
Yeah, you can even see his guard there try to give him a little signal, but it didn't work.
Again, watch this. Three guys blocking one, and again, leaving a free runner to the ball carrier. Linebacker goes untouched and able to get into the backfield and make a stop.
Yeah, it's no wonder the Colts didn't have much of a running game in the Broncos game.
Rob, again, it's an inexperienced offensive line, a center that hasn't played there very long. The Eagles are going to be able to take advantage of that situation as they did last week.